Hello, my name is Livy.
And my name is Jordan. We're reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs are learning all about apples. They made an applesauce, apple juice, apple pie, and caramel apples. They have been graphing information they've learned from observing and tasting apples. The Cubs have produced apple books and have watched a movie about an apple farm. Their scientific observations are very complete and detailed. Their classroom smells fantastic every day.
The fawns are learning about light sources and reflected light. In science class, the students sorted objects that produce light and objects that do not produce light. Then, they learned a little about obstacle illusions. The students colored a picture of an American flag. They used green and black for the stripes and black for the stars with an orange background. After staring intently for 1 minute at the picture, they looked at a white piece of paper, then they looked back at the American flag. It appeared to be red, white, and blue. This was a very popular activity and raised many questions for the future science lessons.
The wolves have been learning about the different ways kids learn. They read about and have identified the multiple intelligences. They know about some kids can be book smart, while others may be music smart, and others may be body smart. And after learning the multiple intelligences, the students looked at a yearbook and listed students' hobbies and their hopes for the future. Given these characteristics, the wolves were able to guess what kind of smarts each student possessed.
At the beginning of the school year, the Lynx students learned about the classroom jobs they will carry out each day to keep their classroom functioning and organized. Each student earns a daily wage, which they will use to rent their desks and locker. The students will also spend their earnings on pencils and other materials. The purpose of the month-long simulation is to give them the experience of managing income and required expenses. There was a lot of discussion and questions about this activity, but so far it's gone very well.
The otters are creating two self-portraits. One is a plaster cast mask, and the students are making symbols that represent themselves and placing these on the mask. The symbols overlap like a collage. The other self-portrait is a drawing of a face on a flat piece of paper. But the portrait is not going to stay flat. Different effects are applied with paint and other materials to make some of the surfaces raised with height and texture. The face is segmented to provide the separate areas to express various characteristics and strengths.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Jordan.
And Livy.
Have a great day.